This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Tampa, Florida is in the midst of an urban core renaissance. Come along and join the conversation with Dave Everett, Executive Vice President of Corporate Leasing with Strategic Property Partners, and correspondent Jennifer Simonson to learn about the incredible downtown Water Street Tampa project. Strategic Property Partners funding via Bill Gates' Cascade Investments is in the midst of a 10-year, $3.5 billion, 9 million square foot rebirth of the heart of downtown Tampa, Florida. Strategic Properties initiatives are infusing the next evolution of urban living where well-being, outdoor living, and walkable streets connect homes, offices, shops, and hotels with a people-friendly, accessible waterfront. The 10-year phase project intends to create an urban mixed-use waterfront district consisting of commercial, residential, educational, entertainment, cultural, and retail space that will serve as a model for urban rebirth projects around America.
Hello, I am here in the Water Street District with
David Bevert with Strategic Property Partners.
Hello, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks, good. Jennifer.
So the Water Street District, is it Water Street?
Yeah, it's Water Street Tampa, okay. And we're in the Water Street District, correct.
And can you describe your very industrious project you have going on here?
Sure. First off, we're very proud of our project.
Yeah.
So Water Street Tampa is a 9 million square foot development that will be delivered in three phases. You know, we started with the road infrastructure in 2016, and then started going vertical in 2019, and we'll complete phase one Q1 of 22, and then that'll lead into phase two, which will start, you know, we don't have an exact date, but you could say approximately 5 years, and then phase three, maybe another 5 years. So we could be another 10 plus years to go for the total 9 million square feet. It is a $3.5 billion investment on behalf of Jeff Fenech and Cascade Investments, which is Bill Gates' investment arm.
And what's the grand vision? When it's all said and done, what do you want this area to look like?
So changing Tampa, there's no doubt. Tampa has, for many years, there have been, you know, many folks that have tried to change Tampa or tried to, you know, have a development of scale, which for close to 30 years, we're now pulling it off. And I think it has much to do, if not everything, with Jeff's vision coming to Tampa 2010. And really having that vision to acquire land and then to have the dream of building a large urban mixed-use development, and we're pulling that off. So if it weren't for the fact that we have the capital backing, the very strong capital backing, which is quite unusual in this market, you know, this wouldn't be possible.
And it seems like Tampa's really seeing a boom right now.
It is. We're very fortunate that Tampa is a two-tier city, is a growing two-tier city. You know, Tampa Bay, along with Clearwater and St. Pete, I think we're all seeing this real uplift in activity. When we get to a post-COVID environment, you know, folks, they want to move to Florida. We're seeing the numbers. You know, if you speak with our Tampa Bay EDC, you're seeing close to 1,000 move-ins per day into Florida and well over 120 per day into the Tampa Bay region. So this incredible growth, I'll call it the Sun Belt growth, is spurred a little bit by the pandemic. You know, folks getting out of gateway markets like New York, Boston, San Francisco, LA, and they're really starting to focus on Florida because Florida, you know, no state income tax, low corporate tax rate, lifestyle, beautiful weather, you know, for many of those reasons, Florida seems to be on everybody's hit list right now, and they're really moving in.
Yeah. So you don't see the growth slowing down anytime soon?
No, I see the growth unabated for quite some time. You know, we track the data on the move-ins, so we're tracking it from every asset class, so from hospitality, from the multifamily, the residential, from the retail and the office. So the trends are starting to trend upward. We're very active. We have tons of activity on our retail and our multifamily, and the office just over the last 90 days has really ticked up.
And when you were obviously planning this development pre-pandemic, but one of the aspects is wellness. Can you speak to that?
Sure. So as I said to you earlier, we'd like to think we're smart in doing this, but no, we were just fortunate to have the vision early on. The planning of this probably started 5 to 6 years ago in working with the IWBI, International Well Building Institute, to come up with the plans and the vision for the first pre-certified well district in the world, which we are. With that, we'll also be certifying our buildings as well. You have LEED, which is the built environment. Well is really about the people environment and the programming around health and wellness, you know, testing the air, the light, you know, sound, water, et cetera. So what we offer as a result of that is we offer a healthier work environment. For example, in our office, we'll have a higher level of MERV filters that will filtrate the particulates out of the air. And now in this COVID environment, people are very, very focused on a much healthier work environment and a living environment and so forth. So we're really drilling into that on the narrative that we're really broadcasting out to the general public.
Well, in Tampa, seems the climate seems to lend itself to a healthy lifestyle. People can get out.
It does, because I was from D.C., you know, my whole career, 32 years in D.C., and coming here, we're outside every day. So it does, it's certainly a byproduct of living here is having a healthier lifestyle. There's no doubt. You know, with that, it's also a healthier lifestyle choice as far as eating. So Tampa's becoming a foodie town.
Yeah.
And we're introducing a lot of the F&B. I mean, a big part of our retail offerings will be really good restaurants, all the way from a mom-and-pop deli to a white tablecloth restaurant.
That's interesting, because I don't think when people think about Tampa, they don't necessarily think about high-end luxury or, you know, wellness.
No, listen, the mindset for Tampa is truly changing. You know, it's the fact that we are now, we like to say that our development is somewhat of the connective tissue downtown, connecting the traditional downtown with the Channel District and Ybor. Once we build this, we're building a city. So we're introducing, with that city, you know, we're introducing great retail and lifestyle opportunities, you know, for living and office and hospitality. So it's a different type of development. You know, the capital structure is extraordinary, but also we're building to a higher qualitative level than this market has ever seen.
And this all started with the hockey team, is that correct?
In 10, acquired the Bolts, and with that came a couple parcels of land, and we were off and running.
Wow. Now, do you have to be a Bolts fan to live in the area?
No, ma'am. It doesn't hurt.
Well, when you can walk to the games, that's pretty nice.
This past year was pretty good for us between the Rays, the Bolts, and the Bucks. So
oh, yeah.
It's been an extraordinary sports year for all of Tampa Bay.
It's interesting how Tampa Bay seems to be coming up in many areas, and one of those areas is sports because as a Dallas Cowboy fan, we always assumed when we played the Bucks it was going to be an easy win,
yeah.
But not anymore.
We're grateful for Brady and Gronk being here, but it's truly their team players. It's all about the team. It's not just about those two superstars. It's the same with our Lightning. You know, Jeff has built an incredible hockey team over the past 11 years, and now here we are winning a Stanley Cup. And now look at the Rays. I mean, so it's a great environment. I mean, not only is it fun to live here, but if you're a sports enthusiast, it's Mecca right now. They call it Tampa Bay, as you've heard. So
yes, I have heard that.
Yes.
That expression. So great.
We're delighted you're here from Austin and from California, and we love showing off our development. You know, phase one will be completed in Q1 of 22. So come back. You're going to see a lot more of what you've experienced today, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll take you out for dinner.
Great. That sounds great. If people wanted more information, where would they go?
So at waterstreettampa.com. My name is David Bevert.
Thank you very much. My name is Jennifer Simonson, and we are reporting here from Water Street in Tampa.
It's great being with you.
Thank you.
Sons of people, take the late night flight.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.